Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Did everyone watch the debate on Wednesday? I find it pretty encouraging that the only thing the two candidates agreed on was that Trioscapes is lame. Thank you, Jazz Fusion, for uniting this country. Here's the show.
Wow, Chuck Landington getting in on the Jazz Fusion hate. Welcome to the Metal Injection livecast.
His problem.
I feel like it's been a million years since we've done one, but it's only been 2 weeks.
And I thought of the show when they mentioned Trioscapes in the debate.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird that they just randomly mentioned that in the middle of talking about the economy.
Jim Lehrer must be a huge fan of
yeah.
the
project.
Come on. No, he's a huge fan of Jazz Fusion because
yeah.
he's 800 years old.
Rob, are you peeing in that cup? Oh, my God. Wow. So Rob is celebrating by drinking Jameson tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Is that right?
He's going to end
like
up
pee.
In like an alley.
Like in a glass.
My girlfriend, who does not anymore drink alcohol, used to... Look, Jameson is her shit.
Like, I used to hate whiskey until one day it was really cold and I was at a bar and I had some. And I'm like, I understand what they mean about it warming your insides.
Yeah. That's what the Irish say.
And then they fall over. So why does she not drink alcohol anymore?
I don't know. I guess she just gravitated away from...
I feel like it's because now that she's with you, she wants to be fully present for every moment just to fully enjoy you.
There's a lot to absorb.
That's right.
I feel like... I don't know if I should even be telling this story.
Of course you should.
Yes. Someone she knows said that she... I won't say any names or anything, but got upset that, it's your boyfriend doesn't, you know, let you go drink anyone. She's like, I stopped fucking drinking before I met him. You know, she wasn't drinking anymore.
Why are you preventing her from drinking, Jared?
I'm not.
Was it a guy
shit.
That said it?
Yeah.
Was it a
no,
guy?
No, it's a girl.
Oh.
But,
so do her girlfriends not particularly like you?
No, I don't.
Jealous.
I haven't really met. I know one that I knew sort of outside of her being a friend. And that's it. And she doesn't really, you know.
Does
she
feel
really...
like the third wheel when she hangs out with the two of you?
Do you hang out with her friends?
This is kind of getting into personal shit that's not interesting. But
interesting.
Then why am I so engaged?
One of her good friends is the sister of one of my old childhood friends that I hadn't seen in years and years and years. That was a coincidence.
Oh.
So we hung out with her once, and that was cool. But, I mean, I don't know. I haven't really met that many of her friends because, like, I'm her best friend, so we don't.
So that's probably why they resent you, because they see her less because she's with you more.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't want to speculate. I don't know. I am pretty awesome, though. Yeah. So I do inspire resentment in people a lot.
Jealousy.
And you guys look really cute together.
Do you think so?
Uh-huh.
I think I'm just, because I'm way taller than her. I don't know.
No, and
like
you're always
giant.
Like very, very affectionate with her.
I am, yes. I'm a very touchy-feely type of person.
Oh, I think they're cute.
And she has an enormous rack, so I always molest her in public.
You rest your head on her rack.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not inappropriate, but...
Did we say that Monica was here?
Hi, Monica.
Monica's
Hi.
Here.
Hello, Monica.
Monica, I think you've been on more episodes this year than our other guest host, Sean.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who's not here.
I'm sorry, I was distracted. I feel like I've been on equal amounts of Metal Injection.
We're going to have to check that. I'm very curious to see the tally.
I think I've only ever even done the show with Sean maybe twice.
What did you think of him? Tell us the truth.
Dish.
He's fine. I mean, I'm actually used to the podcast being this way with just us. So when he's here, I feel like, I don't know, I almost feel extra pressure because
Henry.
I feel like him and Darren are going to like grill me on something.
Really? Do I grill you?
But you're very polite about it.
Thank
Sean's
you.
More just like,
I try to rein Sean in when he'll just, you know, I'll be like, hey, so you had this first date with him. Did you get it in? Did you get it in the pussy? You know, and I'm like, what? Just slow down. You're not going to, how do you talk to a girl like that? You're not going to get any info out that way.
He's not suave like you.
I know. Well, listen, who can be? Besides Sid. Sid
yeah,
is very
you.
Suave. And
sometimes.
Demure and charming.
Yeah. I have two sides to myself.
Sid got into it with a livecast fan last 2 weeks
what?
Ago.
What
in
happened?
The comments section.
Oh, but
yes.
didn't you delete all the comments?
No, actually,
I must
they're back.
It.
Up. Let me load it up. I should
please explain.
Preview. Somebody complained that we were complaining about jazz fusion. they said,
on the comments on the live cast page or on Facebook?
Yeah,
on the live cast page. It was more or less like, this is a metal show. Sid's not even a metalhead, and Darren only likes shit from the 80s.
Oh,
you know, what do they know? Like, have you heard this show? We don't talk about music on this show.
It's a comedy show.
Yes. Sometimes.
Someone understands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is. Bringer of Storms said, I agree that Sid and Darren are funny, but why the fuck are they on this show?
To be funny.
Yeah.
Because
there you go, you just answered your own.
Sid doesn't like metal at all, and Darren only likes shit from the fucking 80s.
That's true. No, that's not true at all.
Hearing them rip on awesome bands on a metal podcast is infuriating.
Very serious.
Wow. Which episode is this on? Which number?
181?
Yeah, the last new episode.
So Sid trolled him.
And then Sid goes, and that's exactly why I do it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then Bringer of Storm responds, the fact that you waste your time to be on on this show is moronic. You talk shit about every musician that calls in, but while they're on the line, you're strangely silent, Sid.
Ooh, burn.
Pathetic. He called you out, Sid.
It's pathetic.
I will say this, though. I do wish you would take it to our call.
Well, if I have something to say, sometimes it's just I don't know what I hate about this specific band.
I would be mortified if Sid was misbehaving.
I would.
Yeah, like, who's going to – we're never going to get guests if they know, if word spreads
if
that
Sid's
call
on
in
line.
And they're just going to shit talk you.
No, but if we – look, if we have you do it, it's plausible deniability. Mm. It's like we could all
is
think
it?
They're a dick,
know.
But you could just say it.
If I have something to say, I say it. It's just usually I don't even know who the hell we're talking to, so I just sit back.
Wiki. Just wiki everybody. Find out what's dickish about them.
By the way, Rob, who are we talking to today? Who's our guest?
We're talking to some members of Skeleton Witch are going to be calling in.
Yeah,
Sid,
I don't
what
know
will
anything
you...
about them.
Sid, Google Skeleton Witch
they're
right now.
They're a thrash band.
Super Nintendo Chalmers brings up a good point. I love it when people bitch about a free podcast.
Yeah, really.
That's the other thing.
Why don't you do a podcast?
I don't agree with those arguments. They could have their opinions.
But the other
nobody's
thing,
forcing them to listen.
The kid started off his post by saying that he agrees that we're funny,
this
but
is
then
Skeleton Witch.
But then we're wasting our time by being on the show. So I don't
because it's a metal podcast.
But then if I'm funny, then I'm
what
not
he's
wasting
saying
my
is
time.
You should just like Trioscapes. Like
no, no.
The rest
yeah.
of them.
What
yeah.
he's saying.
Even though they're not
no.
a metal band.
Yeah. Yeah.
What he's saying is we're funny, but we're wasting our time being funny. We shouldn't be funny. That's what he's saying. It's a
serious
waste.
Praise for jazz fusion, and that's it.
By the way, Rob, I noticed you're admiring my Damien Sandow.
I just noticed his shirt. It's hilarious.
Which was bought for me by my awesome girlfriend, which I'm gushing about constantly now.
Aww. Oh, my God. Darren is in love.
Darren also has this very, very handsome beard.
You think?
On.
Nah, we're getting into this.
I like it.
It's like
and
the Darren
it's
show.
For your girlfriend, right?
She
likes it?
Did she request
the definitely wouldn't grow this at all if it wasn't for her. But right now, it's just because I haven't trimmed it because I'm lazy.
This is
it makes
first,
you
I
look
think.
Like you have a noble chin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? And I don't normally? What?
The hair just enhances it, yeah.
This is the first time I think that I have the least facial hair of any of the guys on the show.
I was going to say, it looks like
pretty shaven.
I had my, you know, every half a year trim.
You have less facial hair than Noah right now.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, she's Israeli, guys. It's a joke.
Wow.
But I don't know. I feel like because there's like little white hairs in it, I'd rather get rid of it because it makes me look
old.
No
way.
Do you not see that long, curly white hair hanging off of Rob's head?
Wow.
It's surprising how many gray hairs I have.
Turn that way.
I don't see. Let me see.
Yeah, every week you just get more and
more.
But
that's like one. That's like to me, that's not aging.
I have at least 10 gray hairs.
Really?
I can see like
the rest are below the belt.
No grays below the belt.
Yes, salt and pepper pubes.
I wouldn't mind that.
Darren!
Stop shaving your beard, Darren!
Yeah, I don't like having a beard, but whatever.
No, but you keep your beard, like, manscaped or whatever.
Yeah, I trim it down here, so it looks like a little...
And it's a perfect line.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like when guys do that. It's, like, if they just grow out all of their hair, like, down onto their neck and stuff, then it's like, oh,
it's like
not
pubic
even,
hair.
They're not even, like, trying.
You're like a comic book guy when you do that. Like a neck beard, you know.
Okay. Yeah, neck beard.
That's not me.
There's this guy at work, well, he's like an older man, and he grows his beard hair all the way down his neck because I think he's trying to hide a double chin.
Oh, really?
And
oh.
It's he does the news with Jorge.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
And so he, like, just
I don't know. It's gross.
No, got a picture
but,
of this
but
guy?
That hair grows from like probably his chest and his back.
Oh.
He just like engulfs his neck in it.
He's so mean to men, let me tell you.
No, it definitely is a double chin that he's trying to
At least we're paying attention to him.
That's true.
Yeah, but he doesn't want our attention anyway.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you have a neck beard, give us a call. The number to dial
is 646-929-1357. Do we have any listeners without neck beards? I feel like any of our listeners, once they're old enough to grow a neck beard, they have one.
Well, half our audience is prepubescent.
So. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. But they're aspiring neck beard havers.
By the way, Shankletown, I am not growing a Steve Harvey mustache. That's not happening.
Yeah.
That you would look great with a Steve Harvey mustache.
I would look terrible.
Your mustache looks very, very well grown in. If you shaved beard, it would be pretty pedophilic.
You know what you could do with that mustache, Darren?
Mustache rides.
Pedophilic?
I don't think it's
scrub pots.
I disagree with Rob. I don't think my mustache is growing in very well at all. I think I look like a teenager trying to grow.
No.
No way. You have a full mustache.
You are a little too insecure about your facial hair.
I'm not
Darren.
Used to it. I'm not really insecure. Yeah. I'm just not. It's not like I look in the mirror. I don't recognize myself. You know. I don't think it's me.
Maybe
like a deeper problem.
You
then.
Need to start taking more self portraits.
Yeah.
Maybe make it the wallpaper on your phone. So
I'm
every
do
time you turn on your phone, you're like, oh, that's what I look like.
Can I get your boss to do cock portraits of me? Like
one of Amy's coworkers.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was your boss.
No.
No.
Good Lord, if it was my boss, there'd be a whole other set of problems.
Sid's beard is more like flesh tone.
Well, right now, because it's very trimmed down. I feel when it grows out, it adds a little bit more
That's
substance to it.
It's a browner color. It's like a light
it's
brown.
It's light, yeah.
It's blonde.
It's translucent.
Are you blonde, Sid?
No.
Are you blonde?
No, light
but
brown
not
hair.
But all of his beard hair is blonde.
It's like 15 different colors.
In the light.
It's a mess.
Remember when that couple, Heidi and Spencer, were popular from like VH1 or MTV or something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joel McHale would always be like, Spencer, that guy with a creepy flesh-colored beard.
Yeah.
And it really was. It is kind of creepy when your beard is flesh colored, but yours is not. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Creepy.
I feel like if you would have gotten a tan, if you would tan.
Wait.
Then
so are you saying black people's beards are always creepy?
Oh.
Way to twist it into something.
Yeah. No.
I'm gonna tell Sway.
Black is not the same. That black is not considered flesh colored. People know what flesh colored is.
But it's their. Oh, so you're saying only white people's
flesh
color
counts. Is brown.
Yeah.
It's not black.
All right, so
get it
we should
right.
just stop.
Dominican?
Monica, I heard you don't like my beard. What's good?
I was
Monica met DMX.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
It was cool. He was taking pictures with Lance Bass, and then I like
what?
Hopped in there, and I was like, hey, let's take a picture.
Did he touch your ass?
No.
Really?
It was close, though, but no.
Was there any kind of, any of his posse, any flirting with you at all? Or
no, there was a lot of people around.
Have you seen what DMX's wife looks like? There's no way he would be into Monica. Monica's actually not a bad-looking person. DMX's wife is a beast.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So I don't think DMX is into attractive women.
So you think he's into ugly broads?
Yeah.
Really? Can we pull up a picture of DMX's wife, please?
I'm loading it.
He had like a reality show or something, I think. It's his wife or his ex-wife or his baby mama, but she's disgusting.
But did he get with her while...
Yeah.
Was this like when he wasn't DMX?
No, this,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, looks like she got hit by a truck.
But like, did he stay with her after he got famous?
As far as I know.
I can't imagine like why he...
Come on, show him.
I posted a link in the chat. I don't want to switch out.
That's all right,
Oh man, she looks...
That's an even better picture.
Oh! She looks like Michelle Obama's weird Down syndrome sister.
And that's the best picture of her I've ever seen.
Yeah.
By the way, Michelle Obama's hot. I didn't mean that to downgrade her, but like, she looks like the weird version.
She's got that kind of Mrs. Cosby hotness going on.
Oh, Michelle, not broad, right?
No. Not that much.
Oh!
She looks like DMX in a wig.
Oh,
but even worse a little bit.
But steamrolled.
Yeah.
Oh. So maybe that song, whenever he does the dog thing, he's talking about his wife.
Yeah. Oh.
Probably.
You guys, I just got word. DMX is in the lobby. He's here to shoot us.
With a gun.
Yeah, okay.
Stab us.
With cookies.
Stab us with cookie guns.
Wow, she's hideous, man. Jeez.
On the one hand, you got to sort of respect that he would not leave her for a better looking woman, I guess, right?
Yeah.
When
he had money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now he probably doesn't have any.
I don't know if he has money.
We have a caller. This might be DMX.
Okay.
313, you're on the Mental Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, hello. How are you doing, Rob?
Who's this?
You don't know me. You have to guess where I am.
I think 313 is Detroit. I think I remember that from 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Yes, 313. That is correct. I am close to that area.
Yeah.
So you sounds Middle Eastern, Rob. Mm-hmm. Rob is partially Middle
Eastern.
Is he
your uncle?
Yes. I make cars for you.
Is he calling in to activate you? Is that what's going on here?
Rob's in sleeper cell.
Yeah.
Yes. Tingling. I just called because I listen to you all the time, and it is good program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, just Rob. I'm sorry.
Please, what? Guys,
yeah.
This is
no,
me.
I talk to all of you. I don't give a shit about Rob. You know, I can talk to the chicks. What's her name? No More.
No More?
No More, yes.
What is
yes,
your...
No More. I'm sorry?
Your name. What is your name?
You have to guess. It is one letter.
Is it Mahmoud?
It's one letter?
It's not Mahmoud, no.
J? Is it J?
Close.
Let's say the alphabet.
A.
K.
B.
L.
C.
F.
D.
Z.
E.
X.
F.
No.
V.
L-O-M-O-C-H-O-I-N-D.
It is H. I make it easier for you. It is just H.
Your name is H, like heroin?
Yes, heroin.
All
right. I get called by that all the time. It is H.
Okay. Are you on?
And I am all.
Is that what you're talking like
possible?
This?
Yes, I am older than 20 and younger than 30.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
So you ask questions.
Wait,
you start the conversation.
How many letters does your name have?
Just one letter. It is...
Thank you.
Oh. Thank you. I bet he thought he was going somewhere with that.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like your terrorist uncle or some stupid joke like that.
How?
But we never got there.
It's a great joke.
Your collar's
I didn't mean it.
That is a great joke, Darren.
I just said that it would be a stupid joke, didn't I? Jeez. So sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
Well, can I warn you?
No.
We've been trying that for like 3 years, Darren, and it hasn't worked.
That's true. Oh, well.
I have a great little clip of some church show. And
she was telling me, she said she was having sex with this man. She was sitting on top of him riding. And she said she had gotten into a groove, so, you know, she might have gripped his head or she might have put her hands on his shoulders or locked them around the back of his neck. So she made sure it was just like a horse. She had that saddle and she had the rope, so she couldn't let go. And as she got into that groove, she's sitting on him, she rocking, and she rolled in her rhythm, and she had just forgotten where she was. She got into a deep state of euphoria because she said the dick was good. But it's not the problem, though. She said the dick was so good that as she started rocking, she just got into it, and all of a sudden, she said something just hit her. Bam! All upside his head. Just slapped him. Dick will make you slap somebody. So y'all need to remember that. That's what I'm trying to deal with, the fact. Wait a minute.
Have we not played this on the show before?
I don't remember.
I feel like we've played this on the show before.
What was she preaching?
She's saying that dick will make you slap somebody.
Yes, I heard that.
Was she some random, like, psycho that stood up in the church, or is this the preacher?
This is just like a BCAT, like a public access show. Mm-hmm. There's one oversized woman with a laptop and one really skinny
just like
woman
our show.
Without a laptop.
Which one is DMX's wife?
DMX's wife is the one saying that dick will make you slap somebody. And now this
DMX's
other,
dick will
this,
make
this chubby laptop. Chick with the laptop is questioning this.
Telling me a story, and then you switch it on me and say the woman in ecstasy and turn around and slap somebody. She slapped him upside the head. And I said, why did you slap? She said, I couldn't help it. She just said, I know your audience.
I couldn't help it.
Okay, go on. No.
But this is the reasoning for her slapping is pretty great. I'm telling you.
That dick too good.
Finish your story. I want to hear why she slapped him.
Tell it slow.
She said she just got into
she's like not
having
any teeth.
She found her rhythm. See, that's what women don't realize. That's one reason why we get caught. Because the penis is a very powerful organ. It's a very deep, spiritual, sexual...
It'll make you slap somebody.
Heat-seeking missile.
What?
It's just like a rocket.
It's like a rocket, she's saying.
It's very interesting that she thinks the penis is a sexual organ.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. That's breaking
She is
breaking
a scientist.
Yeah.
Penis
this
is a heat-seeking missile.
Sex deprived or like a nympho.
Just wait.
What?
And inside of every rocket, there's information encoded in it for it to do what it do. They have become one on that spiritual sexual level. So she starts to find the groove, and the parts of his penis start hitting the parts of her vagina walls, harmonizing them, making them sing. And so she feel like she's in church jumping and shouting because that man hitting them walls like she needed to hit them walls. And she said it was so good. And she relaxed, and she said at one instant it was feeling so good to her. The thought crossed her mind that he might let somebody else have a little sample of that. Just the feeling of being caught up in the pleasure and then thinking about, wait a minute, he might do this right here. So she just slapped him. So I'm just saying sometimes we have to be aware of that because dick will make you slap somebody in the face. Dick will make you lose control.
I guess.
Dick will make you pull a gun and shoot somebody in the damn face. See, you got to be careful. That's why, because a lot of us have really gone overboard with this. I told you.
That's it.
Noah, have you ever had some dick that made you want to slap somebody?
Did you have dick so
Never.
Good that you start while getting the dick, you got jealous that he might share the dick with another person?
With Noah, I
Never.
Think it's backwards. I think she's slapped somebody and it's felt so good that she then wanted their dick. But it's never been the dick so good that she wants to slap them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, what so you don't get like you don't lose your mind when you have a really good penis?
When I have a really good penis, I have a really good penis.
And that's it.
And
he's very can emotionally detach from
dick
it.
Dick never made
crazy.
You want to slap somebody.
Ain't never happened.
Dickle. I like that.
Dickle make you slap. Someone in the chat said Dickle and Hyde.
By the way, if dick ever made you slap somebody, give us a call, 646-929-1357.
Dickle and Hyde is a good band name, too.
Yeah, or if you ever slap someone with your dick.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Have you ever done that?
Who hasn't?
Yeah, that's sort of what it's there
okay,
for.
Okay, so
yeah.
Do you hold it, or do you, like, just swing your pelvis around?
Either or.
It depends. It depends how you're feeling.
I like the move of the girl puts her tongue out and you slap her tongue with it.
It's a good move.
Forehead,
sure.
Yeah. Well, when you're teabagging sometimes,
on the pussy?
Your dick just ends up on
yeah.
the forehead.
Slap it on the pussy.
I like that.
Do you like it to be rough with it in the girl's mouth?
Yeah.
What do you mean by rough with it?
Like, do you like to, like, stick it in her cheek so, like, her cheeks stretch out?
Yep.
Gag her with it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't you get nervous of the teeth?
No.
No?
I wouldn't. I mean, if it happens, I would just say, don't do that again. You would just go, ah!
Yeah. Unless the other half is in her mouth.
When the teeth get grinded on, it's a little ticklish.
No, not me.
If you do it light.
Your
yeah.
dick made of leather?
Yeah.
Tickles you when you get bitten?
He just has
bitten?
A lot of fur on it.
A lot of coating.
No, I don't like the teeth. But no, I've rarely had that happen, you know? Like in a bad...
What?
A severe tooth incident.
Teethage. Yeah. Severe teethage.
Maybe a little grazing, but like usually it's not, you know, it's not like where I have to stop and go to the corner and like...
Oh, yeah, ow. Yeah. Well, I was just wondering like if you were ever got nervous, you know, not that it actually hurt you, but you were like, whoa, be careful. Hmm.
No, I think it's like a comfort level, you know. I wouldn't be like face-fucking a girl that I didn't trust not to bite me.
Yes. What if it was just like reflex? Like
huh?
You activate her gag reflex and she just instinctively bites down.
Yeah.
I feel every time I've gotten to that level with a girl where I could feel comfortable doing that, it's more like we've already been, you know, having sex for a while. Like I don't just go and gag the girl the first time I mess around with her.
How about you ladies? Do you like being cocksmacked?
No.
Isn't that a band? Soliurna? Isn't he in Godsmack.
You sound like Sean asking these questions.
Cocksmack! Goes on to cocksmack. Hey, want dick down your throat?
Oh my God.
Depends on the situation. I feel like if it's just for fun and
like
as a joke.
Have you ever given like a sloppy blowjob where you just can't help but getting that cock smacked across the face? Noah just gave me an of course. It might have not come off on air.
I don't like being like slapped on my cheeks with it.
Oh, okay.
But,
on your nose?
You're cutesy.
But I don't.
Of course.
I'm not going to say it. Forget it.
Come on. We're all being
We're all
open
here.
You asked us some pretty rough questions. You look like you shared this experience. You're looking at each other.
I'm trying to tell her, like, it's okay. She
did you have the Three Stooges dick smack across the two girls together? Why you?
I think seeing a guy, like, sling it around is just too comical.
Come here, you.
No, I feel like if he's really serious about it and, you know, like act like a tough guy or something, then it's amusing. But if it's as a joke, like, hey, look at what I can do.
Oh, wise guy, eh?
Yeah.
Wise guy, eh? That's pretty funny.
So, but how long do you, like, all right, you've had casual sex and you've had boyfriends, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with the casual guys, would you, like, do a deep throat gagging shit, or is it just
with the casual guys, I don't, like, I wouldn't blow them unless sex was really good.
Oh, okay. So you got to wait.
It's
like,
not worth it.
You wouldn't pre-blow them before?
If it's worth the work, I guess. It's not.
So you don't enjoy it. You just do it for work.
Blowjobs aren't something you enjoy, you're saying.
Not
no,
judging.
Well, I enjoy giving them to someone who I enjoy being with.
That makes sense.
If it's someone that I just need to, you know, I just need to get it in or whatever, it's not worth all
fair
the
enough
effort.
Well, you have
so
the power.
Okay, so if it's a casual situation, you could say you're ultimately thinking about your own needs.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If it's a romantic situation,
then I'm thinking about my partner's.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So, and you get enjoyment out of giving pleasure to them, whereas with the random dude, you're like, whatever.
I don't even want to please him. I just want him to please me.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to address this before it disappears from the chat. Someone asked if I would fuck Sensational Sherry.
Oh, she's dead.
Yeah. But when
the
she
court?
Was alive, she was extremely hot, I would say.
Yeah.
At which point?
A manager.
When
a
she was like manager. when she was like Macho Man's manager.
Was she was scary, Sherry?
Yes. Yeah, well, she had just said weird makeup on, but she was hot, though.
This is her, Monica. What do you think?
Get a good picture of her, though. Don't make me look like
Google
an idiot.
Images. There's like a...
I thought even when she...
Younger days, maybe.
That's some extreme makeup, the eyebrow arches.
Well, she was a villain,
like
though.
She's like a villain, though.
Don't help her, but she's not bad looking.
Even when they put her in the Hall of Fame, she was like a little hagged out. She was still attractive, I thought. What did she die from? I don't know.
Overdose, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a pill overdose. Right?
You know who didn't look
die?
Very good? Sunny. She looks horrible.
Oh, now, yeah. She gained a bit of weight. She's a huge drug problem.
But then I thought she looked horrible. Actually, I saw another video, now that I think about it, where she didn't look that bad at all, honestly.
You know, yeah, it depends. I feel like she, like when she has a convention or something, she'll like crash diet and lose a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
The one who totally ruined herself was Missy Hyatt. Plastic surgery, she completely destroyed.
I had the biggest crush on Missy Hyatt as a kid, but now it's like
she was a piece of ass back then. But now she, like, you can't even make out that there's a face there. It's so like
it's so
she's like that
surgery,
Catwoman. Yeah. The right?
I was in a Barnes & Noble, and she has a autobiography, and her autobiography is ridiculous because it's like every other thing is like. So I met this wrestler. Like, so I met Jake the Snake Roberts. I just broke into the business. I'm 19 years old. And here's this guy who's at the top of the promotion. So literally, I fucked him.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like 2 seconds later. And then I did my first gig in Pennsylvania. And that's where I met Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert.
And
so naturally, I fucked him.
It should be like
like every guy she meets. It's,
so naturally, I fucked him. Her book should just be a dictionary, like an alphabetical
a
list.
Dick?
Yeah,
a dictionary. A of peanuts. No, she's that should be the whole book.
Dick will make you fuck somebody.
True. Dick will make you fuck Eddie Gilbert. Ladies, when you fucking Eddie Gilbert and he throw a fireball in your face, you know, you just get angry. You afraid he going to throw a fireball in someone else's face.
That woman must be related to Dusty Rhodes.
Woohoo! Get there.
That dick got a bicycle.
He's fucking me on a bicycle. I think we lost about half the audience.
It's okay. It's for us. It's for us.
And Noah, would you fuck Mongo McMichael?
I don't know who that is.
He was a former football player, a member of the Four Horsemen.
What's his name?
He has a
Mongo McMichael.
How do you spell that?
Mongo, M-O-N-G-O.
I think his actual first name is Steve.
Steve McMichael.
Mongo?
Mongo.
Not Mongo.
M-O-N-G-O.
Ew.
Yeah, he's Asian. Ew. Mongo is ew.
Mongo now is very ill. He's an old man, with, like an old overweight man with a toupee.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Oh, really?
Yeah. An old southerner with a toupee.
Is he from the South? I didn't know.
Rob, read that last thing in the chat.
See, Missy Hyatt ran across Dink the Clown at a convention, so naturally she fucked him. Dink is a vertically challenged wrestler.
He was like
one guy she wouldn't fuck, Virgil. Oh, probably.
I don't.
Everybody
no,
has
didn't,
to have a line.
Didn't she say she fucked him in
yeah,
that shoot?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did a shoot.
Oh my god.
I think I don't want to say for sure that she fucked him. Did she fuck him? You might remember.
I feel like
to fuck Virgil. Just talk to him. That's good enough for him. He's lonely.
She did some shoot where they went down the line and asked every. They asked her every wrestler. Did you fuck?
So
what she does with
yeah,
Noah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except she said yes to all of them.
She said, well, no, she didn't say yeah. That was the interesting part is that some of them ooh, were like no, ew, and so. And they were asking to rate their penis. Who had a small penis? Who was the guy that she said had a tiny penis? I forgot.
That's got to be so weird. Like, she's sitting there in a room full of dudes, and all they're asking her about is, oh, tell us about this guy's penis.
Right, but that's she embraced it, I guess.
She must have a really good memory.
Why do these interviewers, why are they so interested in what Virgil's penis is like?
You know what it is? I don't know. I find that stuff interesting only because it's like, I don't know, you get, it's sort of, not just that, but all the sexual stuff. I feel like it's like watching a soap opera, you know, how they interact with each other. And
I said, but like her rating some random guy's penis, like what does that really mean? You
think
she
it's
even
funny.
Remembers it that way?
You know what, it's such a train wreck that it's amazing, wow, because she herself just looks so haggard, and
yeah,
here she
I'd
is.
I turned it off after 15 seconds because I wouldn't be able to look at her face.
Nope. So here's the thing she reported. She said, Virgil had a really huge dick and let an unnamed WWF official suck it to get his job.
Really?
This is all
what?
A legend.
Pat
this
Patterson,
is a legend.
Right?
Pat Patterson.
Probably Pat Patterson.
Or Steve Lombardi.
Oh.
Steve Lombardi's Pat Patterson's lover.
Is he really?
Yes. For a long time.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yes, they're both
I never heard that about
in a relationship.
Steve Lombardi is the Brooklyn Brawler, by the way. I don't know if we... Gene, she said, Mean Gene, pervert. Always had coke in his pocket and would ask
wow,
if she wanted to smoke a fatty. Mean Gene Oakland, officially
would you
my
like
favorite
to,
wrestling personality.
You like to smoke my fatty? I can't give it to you now. Got to call the hotline. 909-9900. Brooklyn, Steve Lombardi is also Kimchi, the handler of Kamala.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Was he?
Yes. They had different guys in that role,
yeah,
but it started out as him.
Huh. I remember it being like a smaller guy. I guess everybody's small compared to Kamala.
Is this true? Shawn Michaels once got three girls in his hotel room, and when they were about to blow him, he pissed into their mouths.
Possibly.
Is he just making that up, or is that something that's
and
known?
Then they lost their smile.
El Dandy brings up something I wanted to talk about today, which is that...
what a great sentence to ever say.
Hulk Hogan.
Good point, El Dandy.
Hulk Hogan has a sex tape.
Oh, my. I just want to say, like, the audio of this.
Yeah,
is better than the video. Yes,
it's great. It's great. You don't have to.
I haven't even
seen him fucking. It's all like this.
Yeah, it's like a security cam. Like it's in a bedroom, and it's a security cam at the farthest corner from the bed, so you can barely make out.
Why would they have a security camera in their bedroom?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who leaked this tape?
So no one knows who leaked it. Apparently, Hulk Hogan's really good friends with this DJ Bubba the Love Sponge, who's big in Florida.
He was on, like, the Howard Stern channel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I thought it was
total, like, hack talk personality.
Yeah, baby.
And his, apparently, he let Hulk fuck his wife.
Let?
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, let's say why they think that. Because you see him on the tape. The girl looks like that guy's wife.
It's
confirmed a lot at the time. It was confirmed. And you hear a voice, like, in the next room, hey,
I'll be in my office. Come see me after.
So it was like either fucking the dude's wife or he's with a prostitute. Because why would a dude be there, like, finish
do
up?
Do we have any, like, clear pictures of this dude's wife so I could see?
Yeah, she's totally a model. Well, hold on. Let's play
this
audio.
What is it supposed to be from?
Listen, as you said, I'm off to be. Can't believe I should be home here.
Dude, brother. By the way, Hulk Hogan has the hugest tan line.
Oh,
like, you cannot see his torso, but you can absolutely see his ass because it's
so
long.
Ew!
Yeah,
you
can tell. It's not that blurry. You can totally...
We're looking at Hulk Hogan's naked ass right now.
He's about to give her the third leg drop.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Am I right? Am I right? Thank you.
From Venice Beach, California.
Okay. Now she's filleting him. Oh, he's getting a call.
Yeah.
Who is this, brother?
What a ringtone.
That's his daughter's song.
Yeah, it's his daughter's song. First, I'm like,
what
is it? But then it's like, how weird is that?
Always
you're getting...
promoting.
It's like, oh, I know, this is a sex tape. Got to promote my daughter's single.
So that's how we know it's set up, because they know they're going to sell, like, 20 million sex tapes, and they have to pay for the music.
No, people are like, what song is that? And then they look it up.
Yeah, they Shazam it.
I know you're sucking my dick, brother, but did you notice that my daughter's ringtone is on my phone, dude? By the way, it's on iTunes now. 99 cents.
99 cents.
What you gonna do?
Wait, so he sees the number. Yeah.
Fuck no.
I ain't answering this.
Yeah, back to blowing me.
It was pretty cheesecake.
Then you kind of see a shadow of his penis. Hulk Hogan well hung, I will say.
There was one guy
who does not agree with you.
See, well, listen, this is interesting because I was reading, I didn't actually see the sex tape, and I was reading a review of a guy who and he says that Hulk Hogan has a long, skinny pencil dick.
Well, it's when I actually got the Sheik to review the tape.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we'll
really?
Get to that
in
a second.
Okay.
He did say some stuff on Twitter, though.
Oh. I know it. Oh, so fat, dude.
Does he fart?
I'm gone.
I just had 8 Whoppers, brother.
That's not something you should say to a girl.
Yeah, why would you say that immediately after sex?
Maybe she...
Oh,
maybe.
Like, this Gawker tape, like, a bit...
He was trying to, like, hint to her, hey, you know, call me a pig.
No, this is after they had sex already. This is just like a collection of...
Maybe he's planting the seed for next time, though.
Mm. Hold on.
Like a pig 10 minutes ago. Let
me wear your panties, brother. I'm a worthless, no good sack of shit, dude. Whip me with your bra, brother. Call me a fat pig. Do it. Do it, brother.
Wouldn't it be great, like, after he came, he hulks up and then, like, starts cock slapping her?
And then he's making a comeback, King. He's giving her the cock drop.
He's in his office. Could
you
walk
forward
for a minute?
I'm going to run home. It's supposed to be Nick at midnight.
Nick is his son. Would it be too much to ask to put a finger in my butthole, dude? Hulk just likes a little prostate stimulation, brother. Get a little icing on your fingertips, dude.
Oh.
Little chocolate icing from the Hulkster, brother.
Like
can Hulk ask you to shit on him, brother? It's got a little too far for Hulkamania. Hulkamania's running wild, and so is your scat coming out of your butthole, dude. Hulk Hogan had a few too many beads, brother. Can Hulk fart while fucking you?
Oh, my God.
Hulk is just really comfortable in this situation, brother. And the millions of little Hulkamaniacs coming out of the Hulk's dick.
You sound way more
like
the
Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
I'm in the Hulk Hogan. I was in the closet watching you get shit on your face, Hulk Hogan.
Imagine like King Kong Bundy or somebody comes out. It was all a setup.
And they all jump him?
Yeah. They break his rib.
You fell for it.
He's like doing it from behind and like gets hit with a chair.
You didn't see it.
This is gonna be a
porno starring China now. Like they're gonna do it.
It turns me on when you hit me with a chair, dude. Right at a 24-inch python, brother. Can I fuck you through a table, brother? I'm Jewish, dude. I fuck through tables and sheets, dude.
So he tells a great anecdote before he leaves.
Right. She says, it's Heather. I'm so-and-so's twin sister. She says to me, she goes, Nick says, you and your wife are getting divorced. Is that true? I said, well, I don't know. She goes, well, if you're getting divorced, I want to be the first one to go out with you. The girl that Nick's dating and her twin sister said that to me on the phone. I don't know how the fuck she got my number.
You're a hot commodity.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right, brother.
I know. Thank you.
I told you never to compliment me, dude.
You thank you.
You're awesome.
How are you? Just leave it open. Thank you.
Super Nintendo. Thank Did the you. Yeti show up in the middle and give him a bear hug?
Thanks a lot, Hulk Hogan.
I still want to see what this girl looks like. Or lady.
No, look at that. Bubba the Love Sponge wife.
I want to drink your dirty bathwater, brother. Every last drop out of the bathtub, dude.
Let's see this broad. She looks like a MILF, though.
Good.
Right?
A little bit mannish in the face.
But not like DMX's wife.
You got a better shot?
This is obviously a woman.
Oh, well, listen. DMX's wife is hideous.
Is that their wedding picture?
No. Who the fuck is that guy?
That's Bubba the
She looks like Kurt Angle's wife, sort of.
He looks like Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
He looks like Mitt Romney, too. Yeah. Can Bubba the Love Sponge fuck me in the ass when you're done, dude? That's all I really want, brother.
But why do you think he let Hulk Hogan sleep with his wife?
Some guys are...
they're actually divorced now, too.
After that?
Yeah. And apparently him and Hogan aren't friends anymore.
Shocking.
Well, do you think Hulk Hogan paid him money for it?
Oh, maybe. Maybe they needed a
WrestleMania tickets.
Maybe that was just something they were into, but...
Yeah.
I feel like you can't do that with close
friends.
But
why Hulk Hogan? Like,
yeah,
why not get a...
Hulk Hogan!
Because it's Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
I guess because then they could set up a security camera and leak the tape and make money off of it.
Yeah.
With Hulk Hogan.
Maybe she had like a fantasy with Hulk, so her husband was trying to like let her play it out, and she lets him play out fantasies.
So then the Iron Sheik obviously saw the tape. And Darren, do you have the link up?
Yeah, I do.
Darren's going to recreate the Iron Sheik's response to the tape.
Hulk Hogan have sex with some dumb bitch on the TV. The girl smart, she make the money from his bald ass. But she also desperate to have sex with the hardy doody like Hulk Hogan. He worse than the Mel Gibson. And I think now 10,000%, no, I'm sorry, percent 10,000, he proved he have grasshopper dick and raisin balls.
See, I totally believe that was the Sheik that wrote that until the Howdy Doody part. I'm like, there's no way the Sheik knows who that is.
Maybe someone told him.
Maybe he just heard
Howdy
that's
Doody,
great.
Though, is such an outdated reference that I do think the Sheik would know it. That's the last time he's watched television.
No.
It was in the 50s.
He wasn't in America in the 50s.
Oh, you're right.
I doubt Iran was running Howdy Doody reruns.
Maybe Iran had them going in the 70s. They were behind. And he picked it up
when
he was a teenager.
I suppose.
Hulk Hogan, if you're listening. Hulk Hogan!
Hulk Hogan.
If you're listening, we want to hear your response to this. 646-929-1357. Give us a call.
Hulk Hogan, no one wants to hit you with the slut paddle, if you're listening.
The reason I keep saying Hulk Hogan is this infamous Booker T promo that he did on a Saturday afternoon television show. Listen to this.
We want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
Oops. Oops. Immediately after Booker T says it, you could see his face like, oh, crap.
Oh, he said that on live television?
Yeah.
On a pay-per-view, I thought, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's cable. Who cares?
Still, like, you're not you can't say
attitude.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga.
I should.
Oh,
is that Mean Gene?
Yeah.
No, Mean Gene doesn't say, oh, shit. He says, I should point out, and then it sounds like, oh, shit.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga.
Well, that's what happens when you smoke the fatty with Mean Gene before your promo. You should have known. Missy Hyatt should have warned him.
Missy, I can't put my 12-inch dong in your ass right now. You got to call the hotline, 909-9900.
Good stuff. That's classic. All right.
That was funny.
Hulk Hogan.
Let's take a music break.
Music break. We coming for you, nigga.
Oops. Sorry. When we get back, we will have members of Skeleton Witch on the air. At least guitarist Scott Hendrick. I'm positive of this.
On the internet, you know that, right?
Well, I'll look it up during the music break. Let's kick it off with some Skeleton Witch. This is Reduced to the Failure of Prayer.
Oh, don't do that again.
Yeah.
While your heirs continue to get raped by this brutal metal, Rob is scanning Twitter for mentions of his name. It might be a while, so here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast. Yes, that was a great song, wasn't it? No, I mean it. I love unlistenable noise, really. So here's more of it. now safe to turn your volume back up to a listenable level. The music break is over. Though actually, with how loud Rob is, maybe you should just leave your volume down. Here's the show.
Wait.
All right.
Hello.
Hour two has begun. Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. Let's go through the songs we just heard. We just heard some Converge with Letter Bomb. Before that was Psyopus, who are making a comeback with three-fourths of their original lineup.
Much to Rob's chagrin.
And before Psyopus was Psyopus tuning up their instruments.
Yes.
No, that was a little Tram. Some jazz fusion for all the jazz fusion fans listening to the Metal Injection Livecast, including Sid.
Sid couldn't
stop complimenting how great the B sound
Yeah.
The buzzing was that the band
was just
produced.
Sitting there and grunting and muttering.
So was the band, weren't they? Isn't that what we were listening to? Basically.
Not Tram. They were playing their instruments.
Playing. Very loose definition.
Right before Tram was the Acacia Strain with a track off their new album, Death is the Only Immortal, which comes out this Tuesday. And we kick things off with some Skeleton Witch.
Yeah.
And I think it's time to get our guest on the line. Let me dial this number.
I was thinking of that. You showed me a memo of things you're not supposed to say on the radio. Remember?
What's that?
It?
What?
Rob?
All this. All right. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say Rob. Don't talk about
sorry,
Rob.
Rob.
It's okay. All right. So I'm getting Scott from Skeleton Witch on the line. Skeleton Witch are on the road right now.
Are you sure they want to talk to us?
I did do a little pre-interview texting.
Where are they from?
They're from Athens, Ohio.
Athens, Ohio? That exists? That's a thing?
That's a thing.
Just ask him.
I remember because I once mistakenly said they're from Athens, Georgia, and he was like, nope, wrong. Athens, Ohio.
Were you embarrassed?
Slightly, but then he's like, actually, our label release.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you could shift the blame.
Call him Scott. On the Metal Injection Livecast. I hope you get his voicemail. Hello?
Hello?
Scott, is this you?
Yes, it is.
Great, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Rob. We go way back, right? You remember me.
Oh, yes, I believe that I do. Absolutely, we go way back.
Okay, great. I'm here with Darren, Sid, Noah, and Monica. We're all here at Metal Injection Livecast.
Excellent. Can I swear on this, or do I need to, like, watch my language?
You do not need to watch your language.
Actually,
at all.
You must swear. There's a quota of swearing in
yeah.
each hour.
Oh God, I'll make sure that I fucking fill it then.
Thank you.
Good. Now where are you? Where are we calling you from? Where are you right now?
Where are we calling?
Well, we're calling you from.
You're calling me from New York. I am in West Palm Beach, Florida, right now.
Oh wow.
Not bad.
Yes. Well, it sounds good, but it's hot as fuck and it's so humid. I feel like I've been like underwater for the last like 3 or 4 days. Down here, so.
Are you the youngest person in town right now? Isn't it like all retired?
I definitely was in Naples, but here it's, well,
are you
yeah,
down?
Pretty much, I still am.
are you visiting your Nana? Sid has a good question. Is there like a break in the tour where you get to visit Nana?
Oh, well, they did option two. Option, you know, as far as retirement. Option A is Florida and option B is Phoenix. So that's where all the olds in my family are is in Phoenix. So I'll be seeing them soon.
Cool.
So how has this tour been going? It's you guys, Early Graves, and Havoc, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's been great. I mean, just like any tour too. I mean, there's ups and downs. You know, when we're doing a lot of shows, it's 63 shows in 65 days. So, you know, we're playing everywhere we possibly could. I mean, that's what we tried to do when we booked it. You know. We sort of got tired of we release tour dates and then 50 fucking people are like, what? You know, no Atlantic City show, no St. Louis show. So we're like, fuck that. Let's play everywhere we possibly can that will have us. And, of course, as soon as we posted the dates, a few people were like, what? You're not playing here? You know, we still couldn't quash that. But it's a lot of dates. But so far it's been great. You know, you don't always want to be, like, say, in you know, well, I don't want to call it any city, particularly.
I'm going to be like, what was the shittiest shithole that you played so far?
No, we played a show. I forget where it was. Maybe it was Manchester, New Hampshire. And the show got moved three different times into a 21 and up club. And the promoter, it was like his last show that he was ever doing. He was getting out of the game, as it were, in his own words. And so no one even knew where the fuck to go. Then they refunded all the tickets for all the kids that weren't 21. And it was basically in a VFW like hall type place. And you show up and you're just like, oh, fuck. And then I sit behind the merch table with Nate and we drink way too much beer before we play and end up having a good time anyway. So, you know, that's what you make of it. Yeah.
But if anybody listening right now wants to speak to Scott, give us a call, 646-929-1357. Scott, are you guys playing a show tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Early Graves is on stage right now. Havoc is up after them, and then we're on. So, yeah, I have maybe an hour before I actually have to play.
And we'll make sure to keep you for that entire
hour. Yeah,
another
hour of the podcast, too. How
yeah.
fun.
Yeah,
really quiet.
I'll live tweet the set. Or I'll just be on the phone during the set, either one.
You should definitely be on the phone during the set.
Yeah.
Guys, before we start this next song, I have to answer this question. Hold on one second. It's so quiet where you are. Are you in a bathroom or something? Where are you right now in the venue?
No, I'm actually out in front of the venue.
Oh, that's just how quiet it is in Florida. There's so little happening that you can just be out.
Most everyone here is dead or in a mummified state near death. So, it's pretty quiet.
Now, Skeletor Witch got a pretty aggressive thrash band. Do Skeletor Witch get hot groupies? Do you get like the sexy leather clad bitches, if I can call them that?
Absolutely not. No. I wish I could tell you we did, but I'm not a very good liar. So, I mean, to be honest though, there is a fair share of good looking ladies that come out to the shows too, just as well as the guys. But I mean, we certainly don't have an army of beautiful, scantily clad, biker chicks is following us around. As much as some kids might like to believe that would be the case or hope it is.
Have you ever guys ever gotten like a proposition from like a haggard chick? I was like, yeah.
Oh God, yes. Oh, so many times. Yeah, absolutely.
What are you trying to get at?
Please tell. I want to hear a good haggard chick story.
I mean, well, the thing is, we're pretty classy guys, so at this point, not too much really comes of it. I mean, just the other 2 days ago, also here in Florida, it was in Jacksonville. There was a sort of haggard biker chick, and when we were getting on stage and sound checking and stuff, she pointed at Chance and said, "I'm going home with him." Needless to say, it didn't happen. But propositions are there sometimes, but even if you wish they weren't, maybe.
I think Rob is asking, how do you nicely reject these girls? I think he has some type of a problem.
Rob wants to track them.
Usually what I do is just smile and say, you're really nice, but I don't think it's going to work out, and then I give him Rob's phone number.
Oh, that explains it. That explains it.
That's okay, right?
Sure. Please send all the chicks you can my way, and then I will choose if I go further with them or not. Probably yes.
Excellent.
Rob, now you know why sometimes you get calls from your mom and she hangs up when you.
Oh, wait a minute. My mom doesn't like that.
Oh. What are you trying to say, Rob?
She's not a fan of thrash. She's more into black metal.
Your mom is? Okay, I understand. We're too thrash for your mom.
Yeah.
That should be the name of your next album, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it will get beat out by somebody else. Someone else will beat us to it. One of like the more like pure retro thrash bands, like pizza party type bands, they'll definitely beat us to that. Thrash for your mom.
You guys are going to be touring for 2 months straight. What's after that? Are you going to be thrashing my mom? Stay away from my mom.
Well, no, unfortunately, your mom's not involved in our plans, our future plans. But after this tour is over, we'll be a little bit quiet for a while. We're going to spend a couple of months or a few months writing and then recording the next record. So this is sort of like the last hurrah, if you will. Like we didn't do a proper headlining tour after putting out the last record. So we decided, like, let's play everywhere we can. Let's basically take ourselves to the breaking point. Let's just go get so ridiculous with it that we want to just kill ourselves or kill each other by the time we're done with it. And then we'll go home and write a new record.
Basically, want to tour so much that you hate touring and then just stop and then kind of...
That's the thing. It's weird, but we you know, we actually don't hate it. We actually still love it and have a good time. So, you know, I'm joking about it, but in all honesty, we you know, it's still fun for us. It's still novel for us. We meet new people. We get to travel to new places. And I feel fucking absolutely sorry for the bands that we have toured with and will in the future that you can tell just hate being on tour and they're miserable, you know, for a myriad of reasons. It's sad. It's like, why the fuck are you doing this if you're not liking it? So, you know, I joke about doing such a long tour that we all hate it, but it's actually still really fucking fun for us. And the day it's not is the day we'll stop and I'll fucking do something else, because if you don't like what you're doing, then sorry about your luck, but maybe you should, you know, reevaluate your life.
Yeah. So where do you guys usually sleep? Does like a fan offer you guys?
I'm and offering, what do you wear while you're yeah. sleeping? There,
well,
Rob,
that was my follow-up. That was my follow-up.
Yeah.
My follow-up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, question one, we do get offers a lot to stay at people's houses, and there's some friends we made over the years that we stay with, that we like staying with, that we feel comfortable, but we tend to now, you know, we're so big time now that, you know, with the aid of Hotwire and Expedia, we can get pretty cheap hotel rooms and actually be able to take showers and stuff. And the thing with, like, people we've never stayed with before that we're a little leery about after almost 10 years of doing this, so, like, if we haven't stayed with you before in this town or we don't have somebody set up, we're a little scared sometimes, because you take somebody up on the offer and they're like, oh, this huge house, and they're going to have all this food and all this stuff, and it's going to be so comfortable. I got all these beds, and you get there, and it's like some weird crack house, and the guy's like, no, I got six babies sleeping. No, you got to be quiet because you wake them up. And, oh, man, my wife's going to come out and be pissed, so we got to be absolutely quiet. But I invited 30 of my buddies over to party, too. He's like, oh, Jesus, I just want to... I'm actually tired and just want to sleep. I don't want to party with your 30 buddies. I don't want to wake up your kids. I don't know why we're here. This sucks. So we're a little – we need like a screening process, really, is I think what we need to – you know, if we're going to stay at somebody's house, we haven't in the past, because we've just gotten burned too many times. And when I sleep, I wear – the guys make fun of me. I have American Apparel, like kind of small, like – small, I don't know what style, but like underwear. So I'm pretty scantily clad. So yeah,
Brief?
Put that in your mind. Yeah. The American Apparel briefs, bright red, or those are the ones that they make fun of me for the most. But I have an assortment of colors.
You have a fan in Monica. Monica loves the red American Apparel.
Adorable.
Briefs. Yeah.
You sound so when you wear red briefs to bed. Just one.
Well, no, yeah. Not always red, but not always red. I do have a few colors, but yes, that's what I wear, and the other guys definitely, they love it.
Does everyone in the band wear American Apparel briefs, or do they change it up?
No.
I get a sponsorship deal?
No. I actually wish we did, because I fucking love those things. No, they don't at all. I might be the only one, although Evan might as well, our bassist. He also wears briefs. He wears very brief briefs. His might even be like, what's one step beyond briefs? Is there a step between briefs and bikini? Is there? Does that
like,
exist?
Booty shorts?
Yeah. Well, he's not wearing booty shorts per se. But Evan and I are we're on the same page in that level. We both wear the scantily clad briefs. I think he's wearing American Apparel too. The rest of the guys I think are more like boxer brief type dudes.
I want to ask you, Scott, now with all the interviews that you do on the road, how often do you speak about your American Apparel briefs? Not too often, I assume.
Oh, I'd say, you know, one in five, maybe. No, this is probably the first time. Although we may have, like, even put, like, we're dumbasses, and we, like I said, we like to have fun on the road. So we often tweet things that are, or post pictures on Facebook that are, yeah, I guess it could be considered inappropriate. I mean, they're not worse than most other shit you see on there, but... Like, for instance, you know, we order a late-night pizza, and we'll have Nate, who's a big guy, in his underwear, laying on the bed just waiting for the pizza guy or woman to show up. And it usually makes for a very, very awkward situation, which is hilarious. But I'm sure there's probably some underwear pics of me online somewhere over the years. I'm sure that it's happened. So,
I'm on it.
You're on it.
You posted a photo of Nate. And his look like Balls Mahoney from ECW.
Oh,
so,
But
I don't know. Of Balls Mahoney now, he no longer looks like Nate. He looks like an old father.
The funny thing, that's hilarious. So the other day, Evan just sent me that picture. Like, we're sitting in the venue, probably 10 feet from each other, but it's loud. And I get a text. I'm like, it's from Evan. He's sitting right there. And I look at it, and it's that picture that I posted, and it just says Nate. And I thought it was hilarious. And I don't honestly follow wrestling. So I noticed it. Like, there was an ECW logo in it somewhere, and I was like, oh my god, is this for real? This is like a fucking ECW wrestler. So my new favorite thing, because we have hours to kill in the van and stuff, is that I downloaded some stupid app on my phone where you can, you know, like picture joiner or whatever, where you can put multiple pictures up. So I've been posting pictures like that. Like, for instance, the first one, and it caused more controversy than I thought it would. I put there was a picture of Danny Filth, and the next picture beside it was Whoopi Goldberg, and it was pretty great. I thought it was hilarious. It was a pretty good resemblance, and all these fucking people on like Facebook and stuff. It was like the amount of comments you get on like the dumbest thing you post is astounding. Like, I could say like, hey, we're gonna play with Slayer tomorrow in your living room, and then the kid you post it to won't even like it. But then I'm like, we ran over a bird today. Let's check out the picture. It's just stuck to the grill of our van. And it's like 5,000 likes. So when I posted the Danny Filth Whoopi Goldberg thing, oh, God, it started a shitstorm. All these people started getting in fights about Cradle of Filth and all this stuff. I loved it. It was hilarious. So,
interesting, there's lots of photos of Nate on your Facebook page. Nate changing attire. Nate with merch.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I think there's an inordinate amount, and I'm usually taking them, and for the most part, do the social networking sites. Evan sometimes posts on Facebook. Chance sometimes does on the band Twitter, but it's mostly me, so that's why I'm not in that many of them. And during the day, a lot of the times, it's everyone asleep, and Nate and I riding in the front of the van, or Nate and I doing God knows what. So I guess that's why it ends up being an inordinate amount of pictures of Nate, but you know, he's very photogenic.
Is Nate basically your best friend on the road? Is he your favorite?
Oh, Rob.
I mean,
look, these are questions.
No. I don't think there's not really any, I don't have a best friend, but I've known Nate the longest. Nate and I are the only two members of the band that have played every single show, because we did a couple shows when we first started as an instrumental band before Nate's brother Chance joined. So we've been together the longest. So I guess in that sense, there's probably a weird bond there. And then Nate and I have also lived together in the past, which all of us haven't done and stuff. So I see what you're saying, but no, there's no favorites. But Nate and I have seen and done the most shit that we wish we hadn't done or that we're proud of together. So
okay.
That.
You guys are on an iceberg. It's splitting up. You can only save one member of your band. You're going to pick Nate, right?
How would he...
Just go with it.
Of all
just
things,
go with
iceberg,
it.
Going to be like a...
Well, you know, if I have to answer it, which I don't, but I will, I guess I have to, only because even if I die in the process, I have to give credit where it's due, and Nate is the main songwriter behind the band, too. You know, I certainly have written plenty of stuff and riffs and ideas and parts of songs and stuff, but Nate's the main composer. So if I bite the dust or anybody else does, it could still continue. I think if Nate wasn't in it, I don't know that it could. So just in that sense alone, not even on a friendship level, I'm going to have to do that, I guess.
So you're not like, if I can't be in the band that I don't want the band to go on, you'd want it to go on without you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I would be more selfish than that.
Do you think...
Especially if I'm dying on an iceberg, wherever that may be, the scenario you're painting here. But yeah, it's not like they kicked me out and I wanted to continue. If I'm going to die on an iceberg or something, sure, I want it to go on.
What if they put you on the iceberg?
Oh, I'll find my way back.
Oh.
And it's,
yeah, I'm pretty tenacious.
Robin's
what's that?
Looking for a news story.
Yeah.
What did he say?
You said you'd find your way back, and then I'm saying, and you'd kill them for putting.
No! I don't know what I'd do. You know, it depends. There's too many circumstances left out of this story that I that have to be filled in before I could, you know. It's all speculation. I just have to see when it actually happens. we'll just see how it plays out, I suppose.
All right, cool. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking some time to hang out with us.
I'm
sure
being so revealing.
Yeah, we've learned so much.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, it's lame when people just refuse to answer questions and they don't want to, you know, we're just dudes that love playing heavy metal and we've been doing it for a long time and we're still having fun with it. And part of the fun is stuff like this, is actually talking to you guys. And, you know, we're not that unapproachable, weird, we're so grim for you, we're too cool for you to hang out with you, whatever. You know, we just put it out there as we are. And that's also what makes it more enjoyable. I think that a lot of bands that put up some kind of front sort of struggle internally with that, because now all of a sudden they have to be so grim or so evil or whatever fucking dumb facade they put up. And yeah, we're just dudes hanging out playing heavy metal, and it's I don't care. You know, when we get off this phone, I hope you guys have sweet dreams of us in all of our underwear.
Noah's dreaming already.
Are there any specific bands you like to call out as being
any specific incidents I'd call out as being what?
No, any specific bands that you would like to call out full of shit?
Not really. I mean, there's just, God, there's just so much shit talking anyway in, you know, on the metal blogs and metal sites and everything. It's so ridiculous that I won't add to it. You know, every once in a while, you know, I'll throw my two cents, and if I find something extremely ridiculous, you know.
You've shat talk.
Oh,
shat talk.
Keep that in confidence.
Yeah. I'm not going to say who.
But who
you guys, no, there's some.
You guys are great.
There's something.
Rob, you told me.
I mean, the other day, you know that mushroom head thing? The other day I did post, I don't even know where to start with this, and just put a link to that mushroom head, like $4,500 hangout with the band deal. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not like I keep it entirely under wraps, but for the most part, you know, we keep that to the van. You know, it doesn't behoove us to talk shit on anybody, bring anybody else down, even if we do have some pretty stellar stories or hilarious jokes, ongoing jokes about other bands. It doesn't really help anything to do that and talk shit. I mean, why even bother?
You talk with Danzig. That's like a lifetime of stories.
Oh, we have some good ones. But those, oddly enough, contrary to what most people think when they ask us about it, the experience was fucking awesome, and Glenn was really fucking nice to us. He was great. Absolutely. You know, I think he sort of has... His appreciation for, you know, writers, painters, you know, whatever, musicians is maybe different than, say, like journalists and stuff. I think that's also why he gets a lot of the negative publicity, too, is that he's more into the creative side of things. And because, you know, his handling of people who want to do interviews and stuff and that versus like the bands on the tour or like the days off when he'd go to like comic book shops and buy all this stuff and go to art galleries and stuff, it's a little bit different. I think he has a certain level of respect and stuff for people on the creative side. So he was absolutely fucking wonderful to us. And, you know, he'd come off the stage and walk to his bus and be like, hey, he'd see us in our van, you know, in the parking lot. He's like, I think the witch needs some more beer. And he'd yell at his dudes like, hey, go get the witch some more beer. He'd come off the bus and bring us beer and food and stuff. Like, he and I nerded out about listening to T-Rex, which is hilarious, different story, but, yeah, he's a good dude.
Awesome.
Wow.
Well, if you listening at home want to go to the Skeleton Witch show and talk shit about bands with them, they will be in Orlando tomorrow and Gainesville, Florida at the Atlantic on Tuesday. Wow, you guys are really touring like every day. Thursday, you're in Tampa. Friday, you're in Savannah.
What, no show Wednesday? What the fuck?
Yeah, what's with the...
Yeah.
Dude, that's our first day off. We have 2 days off on the entire 63-show tour, and that is one of them. So, yeah. Laundry day, I suppose.
Days at facebook.com/skeletonwitch. Scott, thank you so much for hanging out. Oh, Skeleton Witch Metal. facebook.com/skeletonwitchmetal. Scott, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
All right, man. Have a good one. Get home safe.
Yeah. I will. I hope. All right, you guys take care.
Have a good one. That was Scott from Skeleton Witch. Great guy. Really nice guy. And Monica has a crush on his voice.
Yeah, melted the ladies' hearts in the room. Mm-hmm. How can the singer sing every single day? That just seems like such a strain.
Yeah, and he has like a very raspy thing, like, hey, I'm not
probably
a singer.
The worse it gets, the better.
Rob, you know we have the internet, right?
Oh, yeah, I could just play.
Yeah,
why did we play already? Earlier, yeah. So here, I'll...
Yeah, this is his... Can you hear this?
Look at her face.
Monica cannot fathom this.
That must be a different guy.
Yeah, that was the guitarist we talked to, actually.
Wait, that was the guy that we just talked to?
No.
The guitar.
I don't know how people make that sound.
No, well, the singer's resting his voice. That's why he couldn't do the
Yeah. Yeah. Scott brought up a really good thing, this mushroom head thing that we have to talk about. It's so absurd. So, you know, like, bands now, to make money, they pretty much have to do these ridiculous VIP packages. Like, even when bands put out a new album, there's always like a limited edition now with like a t-shirt and like some fancy tchotchke that they charge like three times as much for. And even when bands are on tour now, they offer VIP packages where it's like you pay $100 and you can meet the band and hang out with them for 5 minutes.
Not every band does that.
Not every band, but a lot of bands, especially in metal now, are doing this, and with festivals too. And the thing that I always see is like what they're charging $100 for is, not to gloat, is what I'm getting for free. Basically, if you start a metal blog and you have their publicist's contact info, you can get the exact amount of time that they're selling for $150.
Well, the P in VIP stands for Pierce.
Ted Pierce.
Yeah. Whatever he
Very does. Important Pierce.
Yeah.
So, Mushroom Head. When was the last time Mushroom Head was Was Mushroom Head ever relevant?
No,
never. They announced this ridiculous package. They're like, we're announcing this 3-day VIP freakend in early November, which is a month from now, which will consist of a weekend of dinners, water parks, casinos, and water parks.
With
the band? Rubbing. Okay, here's the thing.
So it's their own gathering of the Juggalos, basically?
Join us for a Mushroom Head 3-day freakend on November 3rd, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. What is it? A personal and intimate weekend to be spent hanging out, partying, and literally rubbing elbows, amongst other things.
Oh.
What other, like,
what?
Is that blowjobs or like coke? What are they talking
about? Well, their name is Mushroom Head.
With the band at a handful of Cleveland's most desirable haunts.
What? You have to go to Cleveland?
Yeah. They're from Cleveland.
Oh. Mushroom Head will not come to you.
What are we going to do?
You get like a Browns game?
Hotel parties, 5-star dining, top shelf drinking, gambling, more drinking. Laughing is included in the package, and generally tearing up the town, plus unlimited Q&A at your leisure, which is like, okay, the band's going to be there. You can
How
just go up to them.
Talk them into it.
What? Like, talk them into it? Are you kidding me? Hold on. What are we going to do? Oh, wait, no, I read that part. Then what?
Then what?
Then
More
what?
Laughing.
A day of whirlpools, water slides, and fast-paced fun at one of the biggest water parks in America.
In November?
Yeah.
In Cleveland?
Yeah, really.
So, is that it?
I hope so.
Is that it? Oh, hail! No. Hail.
Oh, my God.
No.
No, it's going to hail. They're in Cleveland.
Yeah, exactly. A chef-prepared meal fit for kings and queens, served at the same tables that the band will be eating at. What?
Oh, no. You don't even have to go to the kiddie table across the room.
This sounds like the worst idea if I was in the band.
Hold on. This incredible meal will be followed by a musical performance from Mushroom Head.
And they have to perform?
Tita Fly's Viper. Nothing. You'll literally see nothing. And a few more jaw-dropping surprises left to be revealed here in Cleveland.
How much is this?
And now, what do I get out of it?
A Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's.
Oh.
All partygoers will receive a one-of-a-kind, custom-made mask to commemorate his eventful weekend like none before, and an exclusive screening of a couple / few new cuts off the new record will also be on the itinerary for your enjoyment.
Possibly
it's all-inclusive.
Possibly a couple, possibly a few. We don't know yet.
Depending on how much we feel like
We're
doing.
Screening audio for you.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
So, this will be, it's $2,500, and then the VVIP experience is $4,500.
And what does that get you?
I
guess it's like a better hotel.
Are there discount press passes so you can go and cover this?
You get to take home some of their organs.
Well, Mushroom Head's organs, their liver and spleen will be on display.
One of Mushroom Head's band members will literally clean your house for 40
and they'll wipe your ass in the porta potty.
This is the most absurd.
So really, how did do you think that the band agreed to this?
Yes!
Or did their manager convince them?
I'm sure they get to do all of
you
this
think
for
they
free.
Wanna, no, but you think they want to do it with their crazy fans?
If
no
they're going to show no up. Pay, who? What fan of Mushroom Head has $4,500 that they could come up with?
$4,500.
In the Vivi. Oh yeah, $2,500. Okay, $2,500 that they can come up with in 1 month, and fly to Cleveland like. What? Who? Who's
no
gonna
one.
Do this?
No one would even really do that for Kiss. I don't
the
think.
Thing,
like
the thing is, there's that metal cruise that happens every year. It's less than 25, but you can go on a cruise for a week and
with
40,
better bands.
With 40 bands, could you 40 bands on a cruise versus?
Yeah.
More passionate about this.
Yeah, one band that sucks.
That's Mushroom.
Could you call their management and see if we could set up an interview so they could promote this and we could ask them all these questions?
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
I promise I will work on this for next week.
Yeah, we
so
need
how,
to know.
But how did this relate to Skeleton Witch?
He was just talking. He mentioned how he saw this and he was talking shit on them.
What did he say? Same thing we're saying?
Yes! It's ridiculous.
Rob, we should start a Kickstarter to like get the funds to send Noah.
Me?
Oh my God!
Noah, would you go?
Come on,
just for journalism.
Like for the experience,
yeah.
So I'd have a story to tell when I come back.
I don't even know what Mushroom. I don't think I've ever listened to Mushroom.
I was just gonna say I want to hear. I've never heard
like
of Mushroom,
Slipknot, but shittier.
I know what genre they're in. I don't
know.
It's
like
new metal.
It's like K-rock music.
This sounds like Head PE already.
Oh my God!
Is this a big hit?
This is the most
beautiful. So I have to pay $4,500 to listen to this all night?
Go to a new metal show.
Can somebody pay me $4,500?
So bad.
Yeah, it does sound a lot like Disturbed, doesn't it? Vocally.
Just gonna say random syllables really fast like I'm rapping, but I'm really not.
I blame Korn.
The crazy thing is, Mark from Chimera, who also lives in Cleveland, said for $4,500 you can buy a house in Cleveland.
You can move in next
you
door
can
to
buy
Mushroom
Cleveland.
Head. You can be their neighbors.
Yeah.
Go to the laundromat.
You can just buy Mushroom Head's house from them,
and evict them. Do they have to stay with you?
That's our Kickstarter. Should be $4,500 to evict Mushroom Head
from their own house.
Cleveland.
Can one of our? There must be some listener who has like rich parents. Can you put up $4,500 to buy Mushroom Head's house and kick them out on the street? Please, just do it. Let us know.
El Duderino in the chat asked, what would a live cast VIP package be? Anything better than hanging out with Mushroom Head?
Yeah.
That's what it would be.
Yeah.
That's what, if you're a fan of Mushroom Head, the VIP package is you don't have to listen to Mushroom Head that way.
We will hang out and not listen to Mushroom Head.
We will make sure that we never meet you in your life. That's like, it's like payoff, payola.
No.
If Mushroom Head sees you walking down the street, they'll go across the street to the other side.
Fiddle asks, wait, so Mushroom Head all live together?
Yes.
And we're saying no. Just all of their houses combined $4,500.
The buyer's market in Cleveland.
I bet we would have a better VIP package for $4,500.
Oh,
yeah. Like it would be like
weed we could have in that package?
Eat sunflower seeds with me. I could teach you proper sunflower seed training. Sid could teach you how to be cynical.
Noah could make a cheese plate.
I'd watch Meat Holes with the audience.
Yeah.
Darren would share his finest
Darren
meat hole
corn. Darren will go
cock
shopping with you. He'll cock shopping
free. And he'll do voices.
Sean will not show up, which is worth the money alone.
That's double. You pay double for Sean not to show up. That's the VVIP.
Something in that description, though, that he gave before, the one thing where he said, what do I get out of it? Was he referring to the band?
No. The listener who pays. The crazy thing is that...
And then it's a mask. That's what they get out of it, so...
That's like a collector's mask.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime weekend is what they get out of it. Memories for the rest of their life.
I know, that's that's what I thought was implied. It's like, oh, no, no, you get to take home a mask.
To hide your face.
No, it's like, that's not it. You also get a mask.
That's so when you come back home, you don't walk around and people say, that's the guy who hung out with Mushroom Head.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be seen getting off a flight from Cleveland. It's embarrassing. So you wear a mask, and that way they don't identify you.
The crazy thing is that when they posted this on their Facebook page, I had to look at the comments. I was like, are people going to shit on this?
No, it's great.
Of course not.
This is a great thing.
Yes. First of all, they have 143,000 fans.
I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to do this.
They go, I would sell my soul to be able to go to this and party with you guys. Guess what, Ryan? If you're a fan of Mushroom Head, your soul does not cost $4,500.
Yeah, I was about to say you have no soul.
Well, that as well.
Sell.
Fuck, wish I could go. This is heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking.
Hope everything goes well this month so I can just hop on a plane for it.
You sure these are not like bought YouTube comments that people pay for?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a
Let me ask this
bot.
Question. What if you don't buy any of these packages? You just go to Cleveland and find them walking the streets during that weekend and like start following them.
Yeah.
They have an exclusivity agreement. They have to run away from you.
Is there going to be like security to keep all the riffraff out?
Holy mother of fuck. This sounds worthy of quitting my job to go to.
What?
Now just to find a way to get there.
Yeah. Like he has a job that's not worth quitting
anyway.
Get
my boss at Denny's on the line right now.
Anyone have $2,000 I can borrow?
Oh, 2,000. He has the 500.
Yeah, yeah.
they limit how much blood you can donate in a week. There's a cutoff.
Wow.
Any more
There's no
ones?
Negative anything, really?
I think you need to swing by Johnson City, Tennessee and pick me up, son.
Yeah.
It would be awesome to hang out and hear the new tracks. You guys are pioneers of what you do and have influenced music greatly.
Really?
Can't
wait. What is it that they do? He's not specific.
Copy Disturbed. That's what they do.
Wow.
Mushroom Head PE.
Seriously, all positive. Okay.
Do they maybe delete the
They probably have to delete the band.
Is that $2,000 a person? No one would want to go to this alone. I know my girlfriend would love to go, but there's absolutely no way I can afford $4,000 or $2,000 for that matter.
Okay, so that's the negative comment. This
is so
great, and I'm pissed at you that I can't afford it. That's what they left up.
So basically everyone is saying this is great, but they can't afford it, which was my exact criticism of this of this idea that no Mushroom Head fan has $2,000 to blow
on a weekend.
So
what's the point of doing all this? A publicity stunt?
No, because they want to do all of this for free. So they're like, well, if we charge our idiot fans for their stay and our stay, then we can go for free.
They did the math and they figured it would cost $2,000 for them to do it. So they're like, as long as one person shows up, we're paid for.
Yeah.
And they're probably only going to be one person that shows up.
I can't believe there's Mushroom Head fans who even can't afford this. I can't believe there are fans of Mushroom Head who'd want to do this, if it was free even.
Well, here we go. Fuck, man. Fuck that man, I should say. The cost of this is way too much.
Plus, you think?
If you love your fans, free is better. Or just lower the cost. Who the hell is going to pay?
If you love your fans, they should just go hang out with all their fans.
Yeah.
We, the hardcore fans who love you guys, only if it was cheaper. This sucks for some. Great guy.
$4,500. Mushroom Head will come to your house and kick you in the ass.
Oh, this is a great one. Wow, that would be so awesome. I'd love to go. Cleveland is awful far away, and $2,500 is a good deal.
Was there a comment in there? Cleveland,
no.
Cleveland awful. Is awful far away.
That's more accurate.
This is very telling. The same guy. I can't even afford $25. LOL.
Ugh. 2,500 or 25?
Everyone is like, would love to go. No one is saying, I will go.
Rob, yeah. I think it's on you.
Frank Gonzalez says, time to put my little sis on the corner and put her ass to work.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, so I have a question. So if no one can go, then does that mean that Mushroom Head will just show up and do all these activities alone?
Well,
they have to eat dinner anyway.
I'm going to actively follow Mushroom Head's Facebook page so that in 2 weeks we
can get
this
interview, seriously.
We can get sorry, guys, Freakend is canceled. You know what? I'm going to email their publicist.
Please.
I'd be like, we discussed the Freakend on our podcast. Our viewers are very excited.
Yeah,
and
like
we had a bunch of people calling in. Yeah, we were wondering if the band, if anyone from the band could call in to further help promote this Freakend. I am absolutely going to do, I'm going to work. Every fiber of my being is going to work to try to get Mushroomhead on the show next week.
Are we allowed to like give them shit?
Oh my god!
Hold on. You don't care. Okay.
I don't know if I want to burn that bridge with Mushroomhead.
Well, I don't know who their publicist is.
I don't know. I can't imagine it's anyone good.
Because anyone reputable would have talked them out of this.
You know what? Even if a lot of the times when a band has a publicist, even their publicist acknowledges that they're a terrible band.
Yeah.
And they're just like, look, even if you shit on them,
Please give us publicity.
Why don't we have the Skeleton Witch guy call in and shit on them?
Oh, I'm sure it won't be hard to find people to shit on Mushroomhead.
Okay.
I could see it as being more realistic if it was around $500 a person.
Yeah.
But for that kind of dough, you better bring Dimebag back.
For $4,500, you should reanimate a corpse of a dead person.
From a different band. They have nothing to do with.
Oh,
like, sure. Here's
a marketing professional. This one is a good one. Why don't you guys do a contest or something and pick three winners from different states? With the economy and the way jobs are, a lot of people don't have $2,500 to $4,500.
Neither does Mushroomhead. That's why they're doing
this is an awesome idea. I wish I could do it, but I also don't have the money to do that. Well, thanks, Marissa.
For $4,500, I could build a rocket ship and fly to the moon with NASA. These people don't understand how much things cost, I think.
Oh, here's a good one. Charles says, some of you just don't get it. This event will be a one-of-a-kind party for fans that can attend. Sorry if it's out of your price range, but don't knock what these guys are doing. It costs that much for inclusive concerts, events, after parties, meals, limo service to every event, and this is a one-of-a-kind mask made custom for you by the band.
What?
Signed totally not the guy from Mushroomhead.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Exactly.
Woof. Oh, this is a limited event to only 50 fans maximum. If they get 5 fans for this.
Yeah. 50 fans. They don't have 50 fans.
Oof. Unbelievable.
50 fans? That's ridiculous.
That's like they're like a band that people go to see the other band and they're opening.
Yeah. I feel like they're acting so snotty, like they think they're the shit.
Yeah. That's great. Well, they know, though. They know that if they only get one, they're still ahead, though. So I don't think it matters.
Oh, wow, now they're saying they're doing a contest where the biggest Mushroomhead fan will get in for free, but it does not include airfare or cost of the hotel.
What? And how do you prove? I would think buying this VIP package would prove that you're the biggest
fan. Wait a minute. First of all, the same person that's writing this is the guy that just defended it.
Of course.
And then he's like, okay, all you have to do is record your own video and represent yourself as to why and how you are the biggest Mushroomhead fan and post it on YouTube. When you have completed the video, send it to charles@bevaevent.com, and then we'll link to all the videos and have a look.
You know, I could already tell you what the winner's going to be. It's going to be, hey, my name is Jimmy. I'm the biggest Mushroomhead fan because, look, I have a Mushroomhead CD. I'm that guy that bought that CD you guys put out that one time.
He bumped their sales.
Yeah. I don't know what else you really need. Maybe I'm the one that bought your T-shirt that time.
Show your tits.
I could name two of your songs.
I can't name one of their
songs. Exactly. Because you're only like, you're a mid-level fan. You're not on the high.
I'm, based on knowing the name Mushroomhead which pertains to a band, I'm one of their fans.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. $4,500 is a 3-day Freakend couple special.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, okay.
If you bring
so we can go together.
You save $500.
You should go as a couple with Noah.
Yeah, come on, Rob. For a journalistic
You know what?
Purpose.
I think we have some money in the metal injection budget to go on a 3-day Freakend.
A Freakend.
Let's blow it on a Freakend.
I'm just going to call the weekend the Freakend from now on.
Yeah. Friday! Time to kick off the Freakend.
Do you think this is like they're about to break up because they're just not making money? And they're like, all right, let's try one more thing before we break up.
Dirt as it is.
And if this doesn't work, we'll really break up. So you guys getting that $4,500 package might keep them together. Yeah. So don't do it.
Right. Good point.
Let them just break, let nobody show up and then they break up.
Sid, you made a valid point.
Yeah. I mean, isn't this going to be really embarrassing for them if nobody shows up?
But if nobody shows up, who's there to know that nobody showed up?
They won't know.
The media, like Metal Injection.
They could just go to
it's
their
career suicide.
Well, they could just go to their titty bars anyway, grab some fucking roadie and say that he was the guy that paid it and put publicity photos up.
Mm, that's true.
Them hanging out at Arby's.
Yeah. We went to Denny's. We had a grand slam together.
Yes. Olive Garden with their chefs from Tuscany.
Oh, it's an indoor water park. That's why.
Thank God.
Oh, great.
Could you imagine it's just a bunch of metalheads hanging out in November in Cleveland?
Can you imagine what it smells like in that indoor water park?
It smells like Cleveland.
It smells like chlorine, Cleveland, ass.
In that order.
This is a great one. During this special evening, Mushroom Head will not only take questions from the guests, they will be the guests. It's like we're not only going to take your money and ask you questions, we're going to experience everything you're experiencing for your money.
Yeah. They're going to be the guests and take questions from the guests. They're going to ask themselves questions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually, if you read between the lines, that's what that means. Yeah.
Hey, Mushroom Head.
You are
head.
Not allowed to talk to Mushroom Head.
Why is you such a good band? Oh, well, because we're great. We love to play our instruments.
Hey, Mushroom Head, do you think Dick will make you slap somebody?
Well, peanuts can do that to people.
I just keep picturing this, like, really awkward event where it's the band members and, like, maybe three nerds that were able to pay for this, and they're just standing around being like,
hey, what's
so
up,
what
their
do you want to have this now?
Or their parents got them a bar mitzvah gift.
Hey, Mushroom Head, why did you name your band after a gigantic penis head that's abnormally shaped? Well, because we like penis.
It'll make you slap somebody.
Hard to argue with.
Do you think that DMX will go if you paid him?
El Dandy just said, Mushroom Head would never play in the great Yankee Stadium.
Oh.
Probably not.
No, they sell popcorn.
So, in conclusion, Mushroom Head. Oof.
Can we name this episode, Dick Will Make You Slap Somebody?
Yes.
I think we should name it Mushroom Head. Oof.
That's said.
Freakin'.
Freakin'.
Freakin's too intense.
Yeah. Might sound the wrong
We only message. Have a few minutes left. This show just flew by.
I know. We had so much fun.
Thank you, Mushroom Head. We got all that enjoyment out of you without spending a dollar. Suckers.
You hear that for free.
Yeah.
Dummies. Our number, we only have a few minutes. Give us a call. Somebody call us. We only had one terrible caller today. 646-929-1357.
You sound desperate when you say it like that.
No, I just want, I know people are, I, don't
Rob
be ashamed.
Just wants to talk to
You know what I mean? I feel like we have people that listen all the time, but they might feel intimidated to call because we're just so charismatic.
We just want you to call in and stroke our egos.
Mm. Do you know every time I've been on the show and somebody calls, I am like, my mind is blown. I look at Noah like 10 times, I'm like, is
really?
Is this a real conversation? Because
she's like, who the hell would call this show?
But you're like on the Opie and Anthony.
No,
they
but
call.
It's not.
No,
it's just that's like an actual on show. The show, though, and they are these characters. Like that guy tonight, or we've had other callers where they fake voices. They make up a character. They ask, like, the most bizarre questions. And I'm just like, what? Is this real life right now?
Yeah, it's fun. We have very creative callers and listeners.
For the most part, we do.
Hey, wait, were you talking about that one guy? What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I didn't say anything.
Sometimes Steve Austin calls.
That was a great. Oh, another great thing is I found out this week that Gene Simmons of Kiss, he is a part owner in a life equity strategy, which is a life insurance agency called Cool Springs.
Well, the great thing about that is you go to the website and they have like About Us or whatever, and you see the board of directors, and it's like all these old guys, and then Gene Simmons right in the middle.
In the middle, like totally. No, he's just in a suit with his terrible wig. And totally sticks out. He's the only guy with
that's
like.
That's
not
long... a wig. That's a merkin.
Oh.
How did this merkin get on my head? I'm Gene Simmons' Kiss.
That's the pubic hair of
and
18 Israelis.
It's so misleading. His bio is so terrible. Gene Simmons embodies the American dream. Born in Israel as an only child to his mother, a Holocaust survivor, he went on to climb to the heights of fame and international recognition. Simmons, co-founder of the legendary Kiss over 35 years ago. Oh, that Simmons is... Oh,
Oh, co-founded the Legendary Cast. Okay. The band has sold over 100 million CDs and DVDs worldwide. Stadiums and arenas across the world. This part, breaking box office records set by Elvis and the Beatles. What?
Really?
Like, what? Box office. And here's what I think. The box office records must be like Elvis and the Beatles each both had a combined total audience of, like, let's say 1 million.
Okay.
So then Kiss has sold a combined total of 2 million.
Either
or whatever.
That or it's just gross. Breaking that record doesn't really mean much.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh,
concerts
yeah.
Concerts are more expensive now, so yes, we've made more
yeah,
money than
yeah, Elvis' box office record was like $1 million at the gate.
It
now,
cost $5.
Yeah, Thomas now Kiss's gate is like, it's so misleading.
Hey,
like,
don't knock it.
I love that he's trying to put forth that Kiss is bigger than the Beatles.
He is, yes.
Terrible.
They've been around five times as long.
And boasting over 3,000 licensed merchandise items.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's a boast.
So that's they put their shit on everything. That doesn't. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? So what?
He's making a lot of money. Maybe he's just bragging.
He's a Jew. What do you want?
Yeah.
He is the Jew.
I like that he has to drop that his mom was a Holocaust survivor,
yeah.
But doesn't mention the part where he changed his name to make it way less Jewy.
What was it? I forgot.
Hi. Yeah. Seriously.
I know.
Wait, did I make you proud, Mama?
Say it.
Chaim Vince?
Chaim. With the,
Chaim.
Chaim White.
It sounds like you're
White.
Saying, hi, I'm Vince.
Chaim.
No,
Chaim.
Chaim
Vince. L'chaim, l'chaim mm-hmm. to life. That's
why she made it out of that concentration camp. So her son could bang a lot of chicks on tour.
And
string Shannon Tweed along.
So her yeah. son can write Love Gun.
Yeah.
Oof.
I got L'chaim, the song.
See,
here.
When people say that Hitler didn't go far enough, I think this is the specific case they're referring to. That he should have killed Gene Simmons' mom before
oh.
she gave
oh.
him to him.
Well.
The world would be a better place, I think, without Gene Simmons ever being born. Like, seriously.
Who would have co-founded Kiss?
Someone else. Someone less shitty. Or maybe they never would have happened, and that's even better.
Yeah, well, Monica's a fan of Kiss.
No, she's not.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
But things might be different if
better.
We didn't have them.
Better.
What? The Vietnam War may have lasted 20 more years. You don't know what
we
kind of butterfly effect could happen.
What is that why it ended? They were blasting Kiss music at the Viet
yes.
Cong, and they were like, fine, just go away.
Yes. That's how Nixon won the war.
Yeah. Damn hippies. Play that long hair music.
Oh, wow. He was a part of the Yeshiva Torah Vodah. In Williamsburg, Brooklyn, as a child.
No
oh
more
God.
Detroit Rock City. No more, please.
Before his musical career began, Simmons worked at a variety of jobs in the New York City area. An excellent typist. He served as the assistant to an editor at a fashion magazine named Vogue.
Mr.
Oh,
Simmons types
what?
45 words per minute.
I like that it needs to say a fashion magazine named Vogue, because just saying Vogue, nobody would know what they were talking about. Thank you.
What is this fucking resume, by the way? Why is he?
Yeah.
His wiki page that he clearly edited.
Gene has very good personal skills with other people.
Gene understands the Microsoft Office suite.
Proficient in Excel.
He can make PowerPoint presentations with the best of them.
He is a self-starter.
He gets along with others.
Interests. Baseball, stamp collecting,
goldfish. Fluent in English and Hebrew.
It's Paul Stanley on speed dial.
I will need the Yom Kippur off. If that's a problem, I cannot work here.
And, okay.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you approved, Rob.
Mostly you, Rob.
I mean, clearly.
Are you tearing up, Rob? I see a little twinkle in your eye.
I can't believe that we've been doing this for so long. This is our
82nd.
And we're 2 months away from our 4-year anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
2008, December 20th, 2008.
Yeah.
You guys started right before Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
It was a test show. I think that was the first show.
Episode zero.
Which was the worst.
Yeah. I think that was the date of show number one. Well, either or. One or the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's our show. We're going to wrap it up.
I gotta
What are you going to get me for our 4-year anniversary, Rob?
Weed?
Yeah.
Weed.
Darren?
I'll think of something.
Sid?
Rob will get you weed.
So does Noah get all the presents because she's the girl? And
we'll sign the weed.
Yeah.
We'll
okay. Good enough.
She probably just wants naked pictures.
No, not of them.
Naked pictures. Yeah, then like they could be like bondaged up and stuff.
I don't want to see Rob covered in mask and tape.
Bondage it is.
I have a song to play for Robert.
Okay, no love gun then.
Oh, thank God.
No, go ahead.
No. All right, goodbye, everybody.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
With Mushroom Head.
Maybe, hopefully.
No Objection Lobcast! Yeah!
Of course!
Hey! What?
Cut it out!
Freaking!
Ball.
Piece of shit. No good motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, I'm not gonna sing it. Everyone's hoping it'll all work out. Everyone's waiting to hold out. Everybody's working for the freakin'. Everybody wants to see Mushroom Head. Everybody's going out to Cleveland. Everybody needs a dozen fans
to like.
It's $4,500. But wait, Mushroom Head blows. Thank you, Lover Boy. Really bringing this whole thing together. Okay, we're done for real now. Goodbye, everybody.